Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about accountability. This is a topic, I guess you could say, that I didn't realize I somewhat had an issue with. An issue is kind of used loosely because it's not like I felt like I was always right about something. It was more of me looking inward versus outward with situations. And instead of looking at, instead of looking at what someone else has done or said to me and how that's impacted me and kind of like pointing the finger, I guess you could say, I had to realize that I could only look at what I've done as far as wanting to make a change or improvement with situations or environments that I was in. And with that, me learning the importance of accountability and also me learning the importance of making sure that I take complete responsibility of what I can and can't do and what I can and can't control, I realized that most of the time, most of the stuff that happens to us, if we choose to look at it in a different light, it doesn't impact us in a negative way anymore. And it's actually really therapeutic and really healing. But for some people, they might not have it so easy as far as taking responsibility for their own actions, or they might feel like their way of doing things has been right this whole time. So forget what anyone else thinks. That person did me wrong, and sure, they probably did, and they probably meant to do it, not gonna lie to you. A lot of the times we might want to ignore what someone has done, and by you taking accountability for what you've done in a situation, it's definitely not to ignore what someone else has done in that situation. It's choosing to connect with yourself on a different level. I also used to struggle with feeling disconnected from myself, and it was because I wasn't paying attention as much to me and what I felt and what I needed and what it is about certain things that bothered me or didn't bother me, and just really choosing to dig deeper into situations and into people as well, the people that you have connected with. Once you learn accountability for yourself, you're able to look at them a little differently, and maybe you're able to give them a little grace, and maybe it's a sense of, no, this is who this person is, and by me looking inward, I got confirmation that, yeah, I wasn't the one that did wrong in this situation. I was done wrong in this situation. And that helps you to be able to move on and move forward without feeling bad about it, because you have information to back up why you feel the way that you do and why this person made you feel the way that they did. And accountability isn't just with right and wrong doings of what someone has done for you. Accountability also plays into day-to-day life as far as, okay, so I kind of have, an issue with procrastination. And recently I defined procrastination as you not feeling confident enough in yourself to be able to perform a task or to be able to accomplish a goal that you need to accomplish. And I'll sit there and feel like I have plenty of time to do something, and then whenever I finally get to do it, I'm rushing. And then with me rushing, I'm not putting forth all my effort. And when I don't put forth all my effort, it just doesn't represent me in the right way or the way that I feel like it should be representing me. But it stems from me not lack of preparation, me not preparing myself for me to be able to accomplish the task, and really just setting myself up for success with things, and having faith in myself, in the beliefs, in my gifts, in my abilities, for me to be able to accomplish those things. So it also plays into being confident in yourself as well. But I don't want to get too far away from the accountability thing. I just wanted to put that in there because whenever you procrastinate, and or whenever I would procrastinate, it made me kind of point fingers because, okay, yes, I didn't plan out certain things the way they need to go, but something that might have thrown me off a little bit throughout the day might have happened, and I'll be like, no, this is more important for me to pay attention to versus what actually happened with me or what I did or didn't do earlier. And it's not to say that if I did or didn't do something earlier that it wouldn't have the same outcome throughout my day, but it is to say that it kind of makes the load a little bit lighter if you do take the necessary steps to make sure that you accomplish those goals and make sure that you give yourself the space to be comfortable and the space to thrive. Because self-sabotage is such a real thing, bro. Like, for real, like, this is a perfect example of self-sabotage, is procrastination. Because you're literally telling yourself that you don't deserve better, and you don't deserve to see what the outcome of this situation is going to be. And by you telling yourself that, you're not having faith in yourself, and you're also reminding yourself of your shortcomings versus your strengths and the things that you bring to the table. So I feel like I have learned that peace comes from being in the present, of course, but also peace comes from self-awareness at the end of the day. Listen to what you're thinking. Why are you thinking this way? Why have you been thinking this way? Is this a consistent pattern? Is this something that I want to take with me to different spaces and places of my life? Or do I want to leave this pattern here because it's been hindering me for so long and I didn't realize it until now? So it just kind of, once you start to practice performing good habits ahead of time, it just kind of goes from there, and it just falls into other parts of your life as well. But I just wanted to come in here and share this with you guys, because I'm sure that someone might be struggling with this too, and it's okay, you're not alone, and it's not a bad thing for you to be learning these things right now. You're not too late, you're actually right on time. Everything happens when it's time. But have a great day, and you are in control of how you let things affect you and impact you. Bye.